radiation therapy can feel overwhelming, especially when you hear terms like treatment plan or dose calculation. Maybe you're wondering, how is my therapy decided? Who decides where the radiation goes? What does all the planning even mean? In this episode, we'll break down the treatment planning process step by step so you can understand what happens behind the scenes and feel confident about what's ahead. Welcome back to the Healing Beam, part of the Under the Beam family. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist. My goal is to help patients and caregivers understand radiation therapy, reduce anxiety, and feel empowered during treatment. Today, we're diving into your treatment plan, how it's created, why it matters, and what it means for you as a patient. Understanding this roadmap is your key to feeling calm and confident when you walk into your first session. So, what is a radiation treatment plan? At its core, a radiation treatment plan is a meticulously designed roadmap for your therapy. It's a blueprint built using sophisticated computer software and your body's imaging data, focused entirely on two simultaneous goals. First, delivering the maximum prescribed dose to the tumor, and second, making sure the dose to all the surrounding healthy tissue is kept as low as possible. This plan isn't generic. It's personalized to your specific tumor type, your anatomy, and your overall medical history. It's the moment where the art of medicine meets the science of physics. Who builds this map? It's a small, highly specialized team, including your radiation oncologist, the dosimetrist, and the medical physicist. Their collaboration ensures accuracy, safety, and effectiveness, and every single step is done with your long-term well-being in mind. Tip for listeners, think of it as a carefully choreographed plan. Each step has a purpose, and every detail is reviewed to make sure your treatment is right for you, right down to the millimeter. So let's talk about the steps in the planning process. The planning process is detailed, but knowing the steps helps demystify the entire process. Here's the typical journey your plan takes from start to finish. The first step is often called the simulation appointment. This is arguably the most important day of the process for the planning team. This is not a treatment session. It's a dry run where we create the exact conditions you will experience every day during therapy. We use a dedicated CT scanner to get a precise 3D picture of the area to be treated. Unlike a regular diagnostic CT, the goal here is not just to see the tumor, but to map the internal structures in the position you'll be treated in. During this step, the therapist will create and mold any necessary immobilization devices. This could be a custom plastic mask for a head and neck tumor, or a cushion for your pelvis. These are comfort tools, not restraints, and they are critical because they ensure you are positioned in the exact same spot for every single treatment. Any movement, even a few millimeters, can shift the target and compromise the plan. We also use tiny temporary skin marks, or internal fiducial markers, to help the team align the beams later on. Step number two is contouring and dose determination. Once the simulation images are captured, they are sent to the treatment planning computer. This is where your radiation oncologist takes the lead. They perform what we call contouring. This is a digital drawing process. They use the scans to draw lines or contours around three key areas. The first is the gross tumor volume, or the GTV. This is the area we know as visible cancer. The next volume is called clinical target volume, or CTV, a small area around the GTV that might contain microscopic cancer cells but can't be seen on CT imaging. Then, a dosimetrist will contour the organs at risk, or OARs. These are the critical, healthy organs near the tumor that we must avoid, such as the heart, spine, lungs, or bladder. At the same time, the radiation oncologist will determine the total prescribed radiation dose. This is a crucial number because it dictates the energy and the number of treatments, or fractions, that you will receive. Step number 3 is treatment planning and optimization. This is what a dosimetrist does. With the targets and OARs defined, the dosimetrist takes the plan and runs with it. They use complex software to design the treatment beams. Their job is essentially an optimization puzzle. They must find the perfect number of beams, the perfect angles, and the perfect intensities to hit the contoured tumor area while keeping the dose to the nearby OARs below their tolerance limits. In modern therapy, this process often involves intensity-modulated radiation therapy, or IMRT. This is where the beam is chopped into thousands of tiny beamlets, allowing the dose to be sculpted around complex shapes. This optimization takes hours, sometimes days, and it is entirely customized to your unique anatomy. The dosimetrist is constantly manipulating the plan to balance the effectiveness of the tumor dose with the safety of the healthy tissues around them. Step number 4 is accounting for motion. For certain tumors, like those in the lung, liver, or pancreas, they can move with breathing, and we can't just treat a static image. This is where we account for motion. We might use a specialized 4D CT scan to capture a tumor's movement over the entire breathing cycle. The planning team then designs the treatment area to either track the tumor or treat a slightly larger area that encompasses the tumor at all points during the patient's breathing. This motion management step is another layer of precision that ensures the dose is always hitting the target, not missing it. Step 5 is the plan review and the quality checks. Once the dosimetrist is finished, the entire plan returns to the radiation oncologist for final clinical approval. But before the treatment can ever begin, the medical physicist, that's me, runs the final rigorous quality assurance check. We verify every technical element. We check the complex dose calculations, confirm that the plan meets the safety constraints for all organs at risk, and ensure that the machine is programmed correctly. We often run the plan through a dedicated phantom, or a test block, to physically measure the dose output and confirm that the machine delivers the radiation exactly as the software predicts. Only after this final, independent verification does the treatment move forward. This final check is the last safety gate that guarantees your plan is safe, accurate, and ready to treat. So what will you experience as a patient? What does all of this behind-the-scenes complexity mean for you as the patient? It means the daily treatment sessions themselves are remarkably simple and short. Once the planning is complete, your role is straightforward. Your therapist will use the markings or immobilization devices that were created during simulation to position you perfectly. You may hear the machine moving and clicking, or the couch moving you into fine-tuned positions, but the actual time the beam is on, or the beam on time, is really only a few minutes. You won't feel a thing. The hard work of the radiation oncologist, dosimetrist, and physicist, all that detailed 3D planning, is what makes the daily experience so effortless for you. Your primary task is to show up, stay completely still for those few minutes, and communicate any concerns you have to the radiation therapists. The preparation is complex, but the execution is calm, controlled, and brief. Now, why bother listening to all these technical details? Well, because understanding your treatment roadmap is one of the most powerful tools for managing the emotional journey. First, it reduces anxiety. Knowing the multi-step process that your plan was drawn, optimized, and independently verified makes the machine and the process far less mysterious and intimidating. You realize you are relying on careful science, not chance. Second, it helps you advocate for yourself. If you are worried about pain near a specific organ, you can ask your team, "I know that was an organ at risk in the planning process. Can we review the dose constraints for that?" Asking informed questions like this shows your engagement and encourages a deeper dialogue with your care team. Third, it encourages engagement and peace of mind. You are not just a recipient of therapy. You are an active participant in a highly sophisticated, team-based procedure that is designed just for you. Knowing the planning was precise gives you confidence in the entire process, and this allows you to focus on your own well-being. Tip for caregivers: being informed allows you to be an effective member, partner, and advocate. You can offer factual reassurance, reducing the emotional load on your loved one. The planning process is truly a marvel of modern medicine. It's the meticulous preparation that makes the daily treatment so fast and safe. Knowing this, I hope the next time you hear dose calculation, you picture the dedication and precision of the entire mission control team working for you. For those that want one-on-one help to organize their questions and mental preparation before this planning stage begins, my physicist coaching program is ready to support you in exactly this fashion. Thanks for joining me on The Healing Beam. Until next time, remember, your plan is a personalized masterpiece of precision, and you are in excellent hands under the beam.